Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. My name's Barney. Over here, we got fucking Stiffy. How are you, bros?
Fucking great, mate. How are you going?
Fuck, mate. Beautiful on this fucking Sunday morning.
I know. It is a fantastic day to do it. Like, Stiff, we were only talking about the other day how spring is... We're still in winter.
Yeah.
Theoretically, we're still in winter. But we're talking about how spring... Fuck, yesterday, I thought spring got the memo to fuck off real quick and summer's here.
Yeah. It was fucking... Woo! That's what Winter said. He said, what can fuck off in your life? And he said, spring.
Yeah. It is a beautiful day. It's certainly, you know, after doing... You know, and actually yesterday I was driving through Bathurst and normally at the sawmill in Bowie, they have all the off cuts for timber.
Yep.
And you can go in there and buy it for firewood. You can get a trailer load, you can get a ute load. It's self-load. You've got to do it yourself. And normally at the end of winter, it's fucking empty and you can't go there. Like, as in, you can go there, but you can't buy any because it's gone. Everyone's bought it all.
And she's chock-a-block.
She is still fucking three-quartery full of off-cut firewood.
She might be in the bargain bin.
Just because I think winter, you know, it was a cold winter, wasn't it? But it wasn't a long, cold winter.
No.
So it just proves that this winter, I think, was a wettish, warmer winter. And it was just your 3 months. Like, you know, not drawn out. And now it's fucking, the world is waking up to this beautiful spring. Fuck, I love this time of year.
Yep.
I love it.
You know what I love?
Actually, I think I do know what you're about.
I love beer. I'm going to have a beer.
Right.
You want a beer?
I fucking do before you get too
Sunday
far into
morning,
it.
Morning fairly fucking early though. But
oh, dude, it's past 10 o'clock somewhere.
It's all good.
I said somewhere.
I had to look at the watch.
Yeah, right. Eh? What do you got in the fridge today, mate? Let's have a look. And seriously, are you even? I mean, you're always right to drink because you know you're thirsty and you work up a thirst. But you've just had a big week away that we need to talk about too. Righto, what do we got here,
mate? We've got a Grange Road Single Fin Summer Ale, dry hopped and unfiltered.
Wow, this is a good looking can.
It's very summery. It's nearly like spring can.
It's got the beach, the waves. You know, there's a ship in the background. There's a couple of ships in the background.
Actually, I can't read it. One day I will bring my glasses in. Can you see if it's Australian made or not?
I think it would be. But there is a bit of a spiel on the back here that we probably should try and read out. But I might just turn my light on.
Are you taking a photo of it, aren't you?
No, I'm not taking a photo. But
I've got video proof.
He's more refreshing than a full face... Oh, no, hang on. Let's start that again. Summer ale. More refreshing than a face full of Frio Doctor. We brew this beer with sun-drenched summer days in mind, light-bodied and chock full of aromic galaxy and enigma hops. Big tropical fruit bowl aroma is balanced... Boy, I've got to get glasses. Boy.
I actually feel like I'm going to grow a ponytail if I drink this.
I can't read it.
Fucking starting to sound like.
Yeah, okay. I know, because I can't read it. Fuck, I need to get glasses.
Yeah. I'm going to grow a beard and a ponytail as soon as I fucking sip it.
Man, I'm not even going to try and finish that because I do need glasses.
Yeah, right out. Let's just drink the fucking thing and get into it.
It's not a microphone, is it? It's a beer product of Australia. So there you go. 1.2 drinks. I'll crack. Oh my God, that's a good crack. That was a wet crack.
That was me growing a beard.
Holy fuck me. I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful looking can.
It smells good.
Oh, it does smell good. I'm really...
It's got beachy overtones.
I can't wait to hear that crack back again because I enjoyed that crack. Mm. What are you tasting?
Fruit.
Yeah, tropical.
Tropical. I'm tasting at the moment, if I close my eyes, I'm tasting, I'm sitting down at a bar in Burleigh Heads drinking this.
I have the same thought process, Byron Bay. But I was North Queensland. I was like...
Oh, you're further up.
Yeah, right.
Is it a yuppie looking place? Because no, I think it's sort of, no. It's got a bit of a yuppie sort of...
Well, flavor. In a couple of weeks, I'll be in Bowen. So I actually just put myself straight onto... Up Bowen, there's a massive big jetty.
Yep.
That you can walk out on and the trawlers come into there. And right there and then, I pictured myself walking down that jetty, cracking this tin.
Right, I'm going to do it again.
Yep.
I just tripped over some fisherman's tackle box.
Yeah, you get a few squid off that jetty at Bowen too. Shout out to Bowen. I'll be there in a couple of weeks. So... obviously, anyone listening up North Queensland way, come and have a look at the Don River Dash.
Yep. Mm. Get your eggs ready and stand on the...
Get
the,
your eggs ready.
Get your eggs ready. That's coming up soon, so we won't fucking drop anything.
What you're suggesting is if they go to Woolworths or something, you go to a carton of eggs.
Well, if you even Costco has like the big pack, the fucking 60 pack. So if you get enough eggs, you should be able to egg Stiffy as he sort of rides around in the Don River Bash.
You'd be able to stand up on the fucking bridge.
Crumb sausage by the time he gets back, so...
Oh, good luck trying to hit me because I'll be going that fast. Oh, yeah,
Kai's going to fucking...
Kai's going to blitz me.
Fuck, I hope so.
Dude, let's talk a bit about you for a bit. It's been a while since we caught up because you've been away.
Mm.
Where'd you go again? Listeners fucking would know.
I've got frequent flyer points to Fraser Island at the moment. So.
What do you get with your frequent flyer points? Because have you got a swipe in? Have you got a VIP card? Yeah, like going to the lounge? VIP card,
the main thing I get is a tan.
A tan?
I'm looking a bit brown. I get drunk and I fish. I fish a lot.
And we're going to touch a lot about that today. Because the last couple of Fraser Island trips you've done have been real quick ones, haven't they? You know, resupplying Willie with some piss was the first one.
Out. And he blames me. He reckons I actually fucking ran out and drank all his piss. He even tells he tells stories all the time anyway, but he reckons I went over there with fucking one carton.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck off. Fucking have a look at the back of the Land Cruiser, mate. She's fucking sitting down. And thanks again, Kai, for fixing my Land Cruiser.
How'd it go?
Mate, perfect. Not a fucking drama, mate. We were even driving into the soft shit to try to get bogged.
Yeah, right.
Nah. No bogged.
What tyre pressures do you run?
Well, when we went over, because we just had all that rain, so we just dropped them down, dropped 10 PSI.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got off the bards, some bloke in a Hilux fucking got bogged. Fucking proper bog too, like fucking.
Yep.
He went down, so that was nearly went down the window when you do the fucking. Oh, you can't pass there. But I went, nah, fuck it. I'm not doing that. So.
You should have done that.
I know I should have, but yeah, I couldn't get the window down quick enough.
You didn't want to get bogged at the same time.
Because I'd fucking only dropped 10 out. So yeah, she's fucking quick 10.
Yeah.
And then fucking straight up the beach.
Did you spend much time down the southern end or were you just really up Orchid Beach area?
No, pretty much. We don't even stop. So you see the Eli Creek and you get to see that at like 80 k's an hour.
Probably
not even 80 because it's actually speed drops.
60 there.
Oh, I think it might even be 40 now.
Yeah,
so,
I think it is 40.
I think I've seen a sign that said 30 somewhere, but anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, so we don't really stop at that. We've fucking seen it enough times
now. Yeah, of course,
yeah.
But this whole week was the top end, Orchid Beach.
Yeah, I did actually see a post on while we're up there, someone's fucking laid a big cable in fucking Eli.
A little polywaffle floating down the...
Mate, it was no fucking little fucking polywaffle, mate. This thing was fucking...
Really?
It was a stonker. Stonker. Whoever walked out of there after that must have had fucking just relief all over his face.
Oh, dude.
He or she. It might have been a girl poo. I don't know.
When you've got to go, you got to go, but...
Yeah, not in Eli Creek. Come on.
Especially when you could probably just go up in the bush and have a little nard up there.
Either that or it was some sea creature, so I don't know, but it looked like a turd.
Yep.
I don't know what it smelled like because it was underwater and I only seen it on Instagram, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Maybe there was a yowie up further up the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know when you get right...
That would be Yowie's up there, yeah.
That when you get right to the top of Eli Creek, or the furthest you can go on the boardwalk and then jump in. Imagine if there's like a Yowie up there.
There's Yowie's up there, for sure.
He's just doing his morning dump and someone's got it on Insta.
Mm.
Shout out to the Fraser Island Yowie.
Fraser Island Yowie.
Dude, there used to be, like, you know the drop bears?
Drop bears. That's real.
That started on Fraser Island. For me, that started on Fraser Island back in the 90s. Someone put an old carton. They turned it inside out. It was a cardboard carton. And then just wrote, on one tree was warning ahead. And then about 500 metres further was another carton with drop bears in this area, right? And this is back in the 90s. I'm thinking, what the fuck's a drop bear? But for me, drop bears started in...
Wasn't on
Fraser Island. Did I'm not a denying or a fucking... No, I'm just...
There are a few fucking stories getting around of a couple of park rangers getting around it.
That's probably not for this episode, and we shouldn't go there.
It has been told.
So there's Yowies. There's Fraser... Yeah, let's get off that subject. There's a Fraser Island Yowies, and I haven't seen one, but the Fraser Island drop bears, and I'm sure everybody... up around Orchid Beach area, because that's where I saw the signs back in the 90s, know about the Fraser Island drop bears. Is that a chat that happens around?
Not one koala. I didn't see a koala up there or anything. So.
Oh, it's a koala, is it? I thought they were drop bears.
Very closely related to a fucking koala, so.
Yeah.
It's like a koala with teeth, so. It's just a mutant one, so.
They're a bit more aggressive and they just drop down
and fucking latch onto you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your Fraser Island trip went well up at Orchid Beach.
Yeah, so we stopped, so there was five cars and that went over, so we all got in the same barge, fucking no lineup, fucking zoom straight into it.
Oh, you picked it well.
Fucking just drive straight onto the fucking off the beach, straight onto the barge.
Yep.
Cracked the can. No, I didn't do the fucking roundabout thing again.
I didn't even ask that.
Your thing. So
I'll be doing it.
Right out.
I should
see, because you'll be up there in September, so so you gotta have a beer. So had the beer and sort of waited for the boys up there. We found Wilson.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What was
it? Castaway. There was a soccer ball. So we were actually going to fucking cart it around and sort of do a bit of a docker on Wilson. But
how was he looking?
Really bad. Like, by the time I kicked him a couple of times, he actually didn't look like a soccer ball. More looked like a coconut after that. So I went, fuck it, and threw it back into the bush. So.
Yeah. Oh, in the bush?
Mm,
is that
where he was?
So. Oh, right.
Yeah, he was hiding up in the bush. So.
Yeah, right.
So I left him up there. So it was maybe some kid was coming back to it, but it was full of sand and yucky stuff, so we left it. But I was going to document Wilson's thing around there, but that didn't happen. But other than that, mate, because there was one bloke towing a boat.
Yeah.
Mate Brian, so he took his boat up there, didn't get bogged all the way up, which was pretty good. Got up to Awkward
Beach.
That was fucking awkward, wasn't it?
I wasn't going to say anything, but you've dropped it. Yeah, Awkward Beach.
Yeah, so I got up to Awkward reasonably early. And, yeah, we stopped at Champagne Pools on the way through, waiting for the guys with the boat and that. So,
yeah.
And they were getting pippies. We already got pippies along the way, so they were getting pippies.
Yeah.
And, one of the bus drivers come up and started to give us a bit of a spiel like we were on his bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's fucking sitting there. We were just waiting for our mates.
Yeah.
Waiting for a mate.
Right, yep.
And, come up and give us the whole... Island spiel and
really, yeah, was so he just saying word for word off what the sign says anyway?
Pretty much, well, yeah, just sort of gave us a bit of a spiel on that, and that was interesting.
We
thank you very much though. Like, yeah, I did learn about the two best paddocks in Fraser Island, which is apparently there. I didn't even see a fence line, so I don't know how it can be two paddocks.
Righto. Anyway, back in the day, I will give one yarn right now about Fraser Island and what someone, and I won't actually name drop. Maybe I will. But anyway. We were on the piss there one day at Champagne Pools, and we weren't down in the pools. We were actually in the car park. We would just pull up in the cars, and if it was high tide, we'd just sit there
and wait.
Have a bit of a yarn and even sometimes have a cook up and then crack a few tins. Well, this was 10 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, it went from 10 o'clock to about 4 o'clock real quick. Like, the day went really quick.
Yep.
And for some reason, we had a few beers and whatnot. Anyway, this bus pulled up with all the touristies in it, and they all went down to Champagne Pools, and Anyway, this this brother of mine, whoops, I just dropped his name. he's gone up and undone the hubs out of the when you used to be able to undo them.
Yep.
You can't do it now these days, but he's gone up and undone one of the hubs. And I'm pretty sure, quote, maybe I might be putting a bit of mayo on this, but I'm pretty sure he pissed all over the wheel then too, you know, all over his hub. So anyway, fast forward 20 minutes later, they all get back in the bus and they all back out and they all go down to the beach and straight down and we just pissed ourselves up. And of course, old mate had to go out and check the hubs and turn the hubs back in, and yes, he would have touched his piss. Yep. Back in the days. I don't condone doing that stuff.
And we won't tell all the other stories either.
Oh, you know what I should have done? I should have put the cone of silence down then.
You should have done, so no one
Because no
hear
one would have
it.
Heard that. Fuck, now everyone's going to hear it.
Fuck it.
Oh, doesn't anyway. Matter. Next time.
Actually, we'll put Next the cone of silence down when the story about the Lake McKenzie, we'll put that down.
Oh.
Drop it down so no one will hear it. But
well,
yeah,
okay.
Yes, just to get it off your chest.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you can do that on your trip when you come back and sort of
well, this, past yeah.
and present and
Yeah,
shit,
we can so, do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can do that.
Yep.
There's plenty of yarns about Lake McKenzie. All right, so you took the boat up.
Yep, took the boat up. So Brian towed the boat with his Land Cruiser. My Land Cruiser didn't tow it. So, and yeah, it was 2 days we got out. So it was really, like the weather we had prior to Fraser was shit. And it just fucking turned it on, eh? Like fucking cracking days there. So the boys went out first day. Got a few reef fish. And then we had a couple of days off, and then they went in again on the Friday, the day before we left.
Yep.
And cleaned up again on reef fish. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we got a heap of reef fish to eat. Fucking Taylor.
They're on?
Fucking Taylor was on, mate.
Is this at Orchid Beach? Is it in front of the old resort?
Yeah, so no, we were getting most of our Taylor up at Nagala Rocks.
Oh, Nagala.
Yeah, so fuck, they were on. Like, it was just
South Nagala or North Nagala? Like, I'm trying to pinpoint when I go up there.
Oh, so. The south of Nagala.
South Nagala.
Yeah, before you go through. So this side of Nagala. And because I've never really fished for Taylor on that, because I had that brand new rod.
Yes.
That's been buddy Holly's boyfriend used for the first time last trip we went over. So I went, fuck it. It's been used now because I was just going to keep it on the car in the plastic and fucking just go, yeah, I'm a fisherman.
Yeah.
And, mate, do those fucking Taylor fight?
Yeah, oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck, it was good. I probably fished the most I've ever fished in my life up there on the beach.
So. Yeah, well, good.
Yeah, it was fucking great.
And did you have some Taylor fresh, like,
straight up. Fucking had a little couple of bags and fucking, like a Maggi packet of fucking just a bit of dust over.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
And straight on the pan and fucking, yeah. So we done that also when we went up to, so I think the third day we went up to the Cape, so went through Nagala.
Yep.
For the listeners that don't sort of know Fraser too much, so if you get on at Rainbow Beach, it's about a 2-hour journey to Orchid Beach.
Yeah.
And then probably about another hour, I suppose, to get to the Cape. So, yeah it's quite a bit of a hike. So we went up there and went back to the little fishing hole that we went to and, cleaned up again on a bit of whiting.
Is that around the hook point?
Yeah.
Just around the point.
Sandy Cape. So we didn't go much further down there. We've already done the lighthouse and stuff like that. So we just sort of sat down there and fished and we got the barbecues out and a couple of barbecues and bloody fried up some sausages and...
Nice.
Sausages.
I love Taylor. As soon as you fillet them, throw it straight on the barbie. I leave the skin on.
Yeah.
I love the skin. So scale them, fillet them. And once you've cooked, like, I don't know, maybe if it's just for me, let's just say I'm just cooking for me, I'd put 6 fillets, which is about three fish, of course. Yeah. So 6 fillets. And after I've done that and I've cooked, normally it leaves the skin, parts of the skin on the hot plate.
So you're scraping that.
Oh, fuck, man. Little Taylor chippies?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm salivating right now.
So we don't, we skin it. We just fucking fillet it and then skin it. So.
Oh, dude, the skin is so good.
Yeah. I think that's a fucking lot of work, especially when we're catching as many as we do.
Yeah, it's a little bit of extra work to scale it. And then, of course, but the benefit is the skin. I fucking love the skin.
Right, I'll give it a go next time.
That's good.
Next time.
So what else happened?
Mate, just a lot of drinking. We had a bit of a dart.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Day as well, so you do, so you have a bit of a day off sort of the fishing. Well, we didn't even day off fishing, actually. Just the most of the morning we sort of sat around and had a game of Killer. Have you played Killer before?
No. Fill me in.
Oh, so it's the best way to explain it. So everyone gets around the dartboard and you got to throw left-handed. One dart left-handed. That's your number.
I am left-handed.
Well, you throw right-handed.
Yeah, copy.
Okay, so you throw one right-handed.
Yep.
And that's your number. So you write down your number and the objective of the game is then you've got to hit that number. Then let's just go. Let's pretend you're right-handed.
Yeah.
Then you've got to throw your dart with your normal hand.
Yep.
And hit it three times. So once you get the three times, then you're a killer.
Oh, you got to knock. Yep.
And then you go after other people.
And so this really is a limited amount of people playing a game. You can have.
Oh no, you could have
20 people.
You could have 20 people, mate.
Yeah, that makes it fun because you've got a group of 10.
Oh, mate, it's
everyone's involved.
I can tell you what it does do. It should be in all bloody bonding, like corporate bonding. You know, they go away for all that sort of shit.
Yep. Team building exercise.
You're gonna fucking find out who your mates really are. Because, mate, it's a game of alliances. Fuck, as soon as you get to kill
you. So when you're a killer, do you have to hit them three times to kill them?
Yeah, three times.
Yeah, copy.
So,
Yep.
So that gets nasty and, you got to check your feelings out. So there's a little bucket beside there you put your feelings into because, they get hurt. You don't want those cunts getting hurt. So
was there a bit of picking on?
I got fucking hammered.
Did you?
Yeah, I got fucking hammered.
Yeah.
I didn't win one fucking game. Last year I won fucking three or four and, I think I got targeted. And I'm a bit lippy.
Oh.
Apparently. So.
Well, get a few of these fucking single fins in you.
I'm walking around fucking forming alliances with everyone then just killing them. I can see why I get fucking.
I suppose because if you kind of like accidentally hit their number, you go,
Or if you go all around their number and you go, look, I'm throwing off you, mate. Like, fuck, I'm not aiming for you. I'm throwing off you. So that was a good day, the old darts. And then we also played cricket. You would have played cricket on the dartboard. We had two teams. So you just got 1 to 10. So 1 to 10 is the obviously the bowlers, trying to get them out, and then the other team's just got to score as many points as they can,
and that's their runs, is it?
Yeah, before you get to 10 out. So that was another good game, and that also gets everyone a bit fucking lippy and a bit fucking puffing their chest out a bit. So a bit of banter going on. So that was the dart day, and I think we snuck off to the pub as well. So I went up to the pub, and
what's the clothing attire at the pub?
Got to have shoes.
That's the only rule, isn't it?
Shoes, shirt, no service. you got to have a shirt on, I think. So
no service, as in phones? Is that what
you No.
Oh, no service. Yeah,
if you got no shoes on,
I thought there was a sign in that pub that said if you're on your phone, I might be thinking of another pub. It's somewhere like there where if you're actually caught on your phone, because like you've got to
have a shout. Yeah,
yeah. If you actually if you pull your phone out and start looking at it, it's like
Yeah,
ring the bell, ding 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 ding. Oh, mate, shout! Yep, shout the bar.
It should be. We should do that.
definitely, because fuck, you're on Fraser Island. Why are you looking at your phone? Yeah. Fucking hell!
Yeah, so should be. Fraser Island was the pub that up there was really good. There was, I think the day we went up there was no food, or we'd missed the cutoff, so that was it. So we just had a heap of beers, and then we brought three bottles of what was it? Baileys. Why I do not know.
Baileys,
yeah. So we started. So we had that many beers. We sort of, fuck, we're off the beers now. So we went to Bailey shots.
Yep.
And just a little bit of Baileys on that. And then it was much cheaper to buy a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
So we bought three bottles and then we took them back to the unit and drank those. And because we just got an Uber. So we got an Uber from the pub back around. So
how many Ubers are on Fraser?
Oh, I think there's seven now. So
you're right.
Yeah, thanks.
What was his name?
Gary.
Gary the Uber driver.
Yeah, he was Indian too. Fucking funny enough to say.
So. Gary the Indian driver.
Hello, Gary. Hey. Wood, wood, ding, ding. Sorry, I don't think you can do accents anymore, can you? I actually not being disrespectful at all, so.
No.
A little bit, so. But so we got our Uber back to the thing, left our car there, and we got the car back the next day. And I don't remember much more after that night. So that was pretty big. Apparently, I tried to wrestle with mate Shawnee, And
Wrestling.
Can you wrestle?
WWE style.
Yeah. So yeah.
Jumping off the high ropes.
I'd like to also call it fuck around and find out.
Oh yeah.
This I found out.
Yeah. Right. Did he touch up? Is that how you got that split lip?
Thinking.
You got a split lip here.
I actually got a little bit of a fucking black eye where he tried to eye gouge me. He reckons I was trying to bite him though, so. Yeah, we were pretty well fucking nowhere over.
Yeah,
so, So it was a good day that day. Mate, the rest of the trip, there was a bit of drone fishing happening on the beach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we drove past these guys who had all their fishing shirts.
Oh, you didn't take a drone? It was someone
else. We didn't take a drone at all. So, but yeah, we drove past them and these fuckers are on. We thought they were onto a big mackerel or something like that. So they got the little short rods with all the rollers and everything in it. And the drone. So they were dropping out live Taylor.
Oh, yep.
So dropping that out and
seeing what was out there.
But
snooping
it wasn't
around.
A mackerel. We thought it was a mackerel, so we brought all our gear down as well and went, fuck right out, boys, can you hook us up?
So
getting back to it, they all had their fishing shirts on and it was the Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
With Sunshine Coast on the back. I think there was a few of them from South Africa, so I don't know if they were from South Africa or not, but they had like the checkered sleeves and shit like that too, so it looked like they were a fucking bikey gang. But yeah, a fucking nice bunch of blokes actually. So they hooked a couple of baits up for us and sent them out. We didn't get anything. But yeah, they caught on to two sharks. I think one was a bronzy because it was bronze coloured. So that's going to be a bronze shark for me. So I don't know what the other one was because by the time they got it, they were like fucking a kilometre down the beach and went, fuck that, I'm not going down
there. Yeah.
But yeah, that was good. The old drone fishing.
Fuck, there is some sharks out there too. Like,
fuck, man.
You don't go swimming off Fraser Island.
No.
We used
to fall out of boats.
We used to go off, and this is how stupid we used to be. From Nogala, there's some coffee rocks out. It's only just past the breakers, out a bit, and we used to go out there looking for crays.
Yep,
I've never got any, but apparently they are out there under the coffee rocks.
No way in the world I'm getting in the water out there.
Yeah, well, we used to.
Yep,
and now I look back and go, what the fuck for a crayfish? We used to go out there. And this was when we used to be at Fraser and the fucking sharks would come up and beach themselves anyway. It's just like, yeah.
Actually, one of the boys up there knows one of the other locals that swam some Taylor out to the professional mackerel fishermen.
Oh. Swam some Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, so had Taylor over his shoulder.
Probably off, bleeding as they... Oh, no, were they liveys? No, they'd be...
Oh, they would have been... I don't know whether they were livey or not, but fucking strap a bit of fucking fish on there and then swim out and give them to the fucking mackerel fisherman. And,
Oh, good luck to you.
So that was, he's alive. I spoke to him the other day, so, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that a few times.
Shout out to Scotty. He's a good lad, actually, so.
Oh, anyone get bogged?
Only on the way home, actually. So Brian got bogged in the towing the boat back up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, through the soft sand. Was only, minor. So he went back there and pulled him out.
Yep.
Other than that, so we went up to Nogala Rocks when one of the days the boys went out in the boat because I didn't go in the boat and lined up at Nogala and it's like fucking 20 deep.
Yeah, someone's stuck up there, right?
So we did the big walk and silly me didn't take enough beer, so I only took one beer.
Oh.
So I walked right up over the fucking top and sat up there and said, this would be a fucking great spot because it was pretty soft at Nogala.
Yes.
And we just watched. I've got a couple of videos of old mate getting bogged and, the old Land Cruiser, though, when we went through it, fucking mate just purred through there.
Yeah.
She was fucking flat.
You've got to. That's off saying uphill.
Oh, uphill, yeah. Up and around. So, but none of us got bogged in there. So, it was pretty uneventful in the bogging.
Yep.
So, I said, I even tried to get the Land Cruiser bogged. Yep. I've actually got my Land Cruiser hat on, actually.
I see that. Yeah.
I've stole that.
Shout out to the CTC. To Holly. To the Knuckles. What's it? The Cruiser Country.
Yep. This is the 80 series one, though. So.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks good.
Stole it off Holly.
Well, stole or borrowed?
Stole. I think I'm going to keep it.
You owned it. You're owning it.
I'm going to keep it. So.
Good.
Yep. So, mate, other than that, cleaning fish, fishing, drinking.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, good.
Yarning.
Good old trip.
Around the fire, had a big fire every night, and yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Getting out of the head.
Getting out of the head and onto Fraser Island, not into the shed.
So is Fraser done for a bit for you?
Yeah, mate. This year it's done, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, three trips in the last sort of 2.5 months or something. Yeah.
So I think Willie's finished up next Thursday.
Yep.
So I think he'll be back on the mainland then. So,
jeez, that'd suck for him.
Oh, mate, I just want to be there because he's been sending us all these videos of fucking him catching fish in the morning, fucking breakfast of fish, drinking, all the rest of it. So we're all off him. But all I want to do is I'm going to speak to the allocation officer and ask him if they can put me on with Willie for that day because he's going to fucking suffer.
Yes. Yep. And make him suffer.
Make him suffer.
Shout out to you, Willie. Yeah. I'm glad you're coming back.
We love you, mate. We love you.
That's good. Fucking sick.
Yep.
What else you got?
Mate, just trying to clean cars and that. Like fucking the old. Yeah. So you're taking the Ranger up when you go?
I am taking the Ranger up. Yep. And it's going to be Kai's job when we get home to clean the fucking thing.
Yep. So I went through the underbody car wash at
Rainbow.
Yep. So done that and then done 5 minutes of just giving it a quick gurney down.
Yep.
Come up pretty good this
do you mate, put anything on it before you go?
Nah.
No. I've got. There's that. I'm going to try some of that stuff. Can't remember what it's called. Anyway, yeah.
There's one that was I used to use in the trucks when we used to go over to Stradbroke. The ferry bloke put me onto it. It was called Salt Away.
I think that's what it is.
It's just a you spray it on. You spray it on, and it's it just eats the salt residue. So it's normally when you're done sort of afterward, I suppose, or you can be done.
Well, there's one. I think there's one you put on before.
Yeah.
And then once you finish washing it, you put it on after as well.
Yeah. You can give it a go. So
yeah, I used to in my old Hilux, I used to do a 50-50 of diesel and oil.
Yep.
Just spray everything underneath.
Yep.
And that worked great.
Yep.
Absolutely worked good, and it brought a shine back to the old girl too because you're putting you're putting oil on everything. Of course, you've got to be careful around the exhaust and your brakes and whatnot. But, yeah, back in the 90s, that was just a 20-litre drum, half
bring
diesel,
it around,
half
mate.
Oil.
We'll chuck her up on the hoist spray and we'll fucking spray it on.
Yeah, so.
Spray it on before you go. Yeah, but there's sort of, you see the cars that are over there for the island cars, mate, and there's fucking, there's holes in there. Like, to undo some of these bolts on these things, mate, you'd be just going.
You don't undo them. You cut them off.
Cut them off,
it's an oxy.
They can't be fucking tighter through a liquid.
Nah.
Just melt them.
You're not undoing shit.
Nah.
You're just
like imagine just rolling into a mechanic. That's what we should do. We should do a bit of a fucking thing. Just get one of these old Olin cars, bring it in, just go, right out, mate. I don't want this done.
Yeah, it needs to be roadworthy in 2 weeks' time. Yeah,
off you fucking go.
She's a fucking write off, bruz. That's why it's on Fraser.
Yeah. The salt's pretty harsh, so but the Myland Cruiser hasn't it seems to be all right. So there's definitely
Yeah, the sand doesn't do the damage. It's the fucking salt.
It's the salt, yeah. So, but other than that, I haven't really washed it. I've done a quick clean out with a blower. That doesn't really work inside.
Oh.
Just blows the sand everywhere.
Just blows it from one corner to the other?
One corner to the other one. So, yeah, there might be a big clean coming up here shortly. So.
Yeah. I reckon you got to drive them around for a few weeks too afterwards and let a bit more sort of vibrate and shake out.
The other thing too I've seen is just parking over the top of a sprinkler.
And
then just moving it or one of the five soaker hoses and just let them just slowly.
Correct, yeah, because high pressure just forces it into crevices.
Into places where
you just use low pressure.
Yeah. Same as my undies.
Good. That's good. So that was your week on Fraser.
Yes, mate. And how was yours? What have you been
up to? Oh, dude. Actually, last weekend... I went to the Pacific Air Show. So down on there's two in the world. One's in, I think, Miami. They do a Miami Air Show and the Gold Coast Air Show. So that was on last weekend down at Surfers Paradise. I think it was a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I went on the Sunday. Kels and I took the kids down.
Yep.
And so we actually parked up at the, where did we park? Pack Fair, and then just caught the light rail up to Cavill Ave, and it's fucking public.
How good is it?
Public transport at the moment, it's like 50 cents.
Yep.
It's fucking cheap.
How good?
So anyway, that was good. So and then pretty much at the right down the end of Cavill Ave where the Surfers Paradise sign is on the beach there, on the Esplanade, they've got this massive big fenced off area for ticket holders, you know? And yeah, being an air show, you can see most of it without going in there.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, you see all of it when you're on the beach. So you either had to walk way the fuck up north end of this compound area, way down the south end, you know, because it was about a 500-meter exclusion zone. Might have been a bit longer. I just went, fuck it, you know what, we're here just to see the air show, let's pay for tickets and go in. So we did that, and I'll tell you what, the best thing ever, because you just simply then just walk straight down on the beach and you're on the sand, you can just park up on the sand. The benefit of that is when the aircraft come down really low, or even like choppers or the parachuters, fuck me, the parachuters that dropped in as well, like the whole air show was phenomenal. We got to see two lots of parachuters coming down. The first lot were the Navy SEALs from America, and they came over. They actually flew these two big aircraft, came from the horizon, like out in the beach, out in the ocean, and come straight for like the Peppers Resort, you know, the big tall one at Caval Ave.
Yep.
And we were sort of right at the beach there, and they were saying, you know, watch for the jumpers, watch for the jumpers, and you're sort of like, they're up pretty high, of course, these aircraft, because parachuters. And then, yeah, next minute you can just see these little dots fucking jumping out the back, and they're free falling for probably about 10 seconds and then pop the chute and put some flares on as well. They had flares on their ankles, yep. And they're coming down. And the Navy SEALs actually had just they just had flags and stuff, and they were just doing sort of stunt showy sort of stuff. But that was pretty impressive. They actually locked their feet together and were flying sort of horizontal, so the parachutes were like out. It was weird, like,
wow.
It was pretty crazy, yeah, to see. And they were locked together pretty much till about 10 meters from off the ground, and then just unlocked and phew, come on down. That's so crazy, that was fucking amazing. The aircraft I got to see was some of the crazy stuff. Like, I was on another party, I told you I went out to Ambley, and yep, we saw the F-111s. They're decommissioned now, and that was impressive to see that aircraft. But the three we got to see were the F-18s. And I reckon the F-18 was my favorite. Just the maneuverability of this aircraft on what that aircraft could do. And I might put some of the videos I took up on the socials, because they also were using the flares.
Yep.
So when they're doing, you know, dogfighting in a way, and if old mate's got a missile lock on him and he does a hard turn, he'll shoot out the flares. So they were shooting these flares off the bottom of these fucking...
Did they do the angel wings at all? Have you seen those
ones? Yeah, no. Didn't do the angel.
That looks spectacular, that shit.
Yeah. There was also the Raptors, the US Raptor, like the Raptor plane. They have a different form of engine. And so the jet on the back of it, I can't explain how it looks, but it was... So when a normal jet comes with an afterburner sort of style, this didn't have that. It's like a pulsating jet. And it had a square exhaust instead of round, like it was, or a rectangle sort of exhaust. But it didn't have the maneuverability, I felt like, or if it did, this pilot didn't do like with the F-13 or F-18 did.
Yeah, because those things can nearly cut fucking squares, can't they? They sort of do though.
Yeah, that's like, the Raptor couldn't do that, but the F-18 could. It really, like, could go really slow and then could go flat out and go invert, like all this crazy shit. I think the Raptor is more designed to do your, I'm going to get in there fucking quick. Yeah. I'm going to drop me bombs and I'm getting the fuck out of there.
Really quick.
Like, I think that's, don't quote me on it, but I think that's the sort of concept of that plane, and the capabilities of the carry, and also the stealth mode of, I think the Raptor is a bit more stealthy.
Was the, because I've seen a lot of stuff on the Ambley page, was the fucking big boomerang there? Did it fly over?
So it, yeah, I don't know if that one flew over, but there was one just as big like that, and it actually had the umbilical cord out the back, and they did a refueling as they came across Surface Paradise. So they were hooked up and refueled these, I think it was the Raptors they refueled, and just sort of showed it, you know, how they did that, and then the Raptors put on a show.
Yep. So what are those ones called, those big boomerang? Is it the B-50? No, not B-52.
Oh, you mean the bombers? You mean the stealth ones? Yeah, no, it wasn't there.
Because I seen one of those for sale on Marketplace.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming?
Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I heard it on the radio about Wednesday this week that it was landing in I was going to say Albany. Fucking hell. Amberley.
It's America.
Yeah. But it wasn't part of the
air. That would have been cool to see. Because it's been flying over around home and that. Like, I remember last year about the same time, it was doing the same thing. And you could actually see it. That's fucking
2 billion? I think they're 2 billion or 20 billion. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of dollars.
A lot of dollars. But it was like fucking, I think it was $6,500 on Marketplace. So
yeah, right. Off Temu?
No, it was bloody just, he had it parked up in his garage, you reckon? So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, he reckons, economy, never been on the beach, only driven Sundays. Fucking rat bags, aren't they?
Fucking hell.
I wonder how many replies he's got.
Yeah, who knows?
I quite often reply to those fucking silly ads. So
I don't. I just fucking...
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
That's all right. So that was good. The other one... Oh, and then there was another lot of... Actually, before we get into this one, I just saw you put down your empty can.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have another? Yeah,
let's do it. They're quite nice.
They are quite nice. Let's get back into that that fridge again, bros. And, actually, you know what? I was talking to... Do you want... Oh, did you hear that? That's my phone. Sorry. I was talking to Dylan next door, where the studio is, and he makes his own alcohol. Like, he makes his own... Now, I'm going to fuck this up, but he makes his own White Lightning style alcohol. So it's that, I'm guessing it's a liqueur or it's alcohol.
It comes in a very pretty bottle.
What's anyway, so he's given me this sample and it's actually, I'm going to go have a look. It's the Black Raspberry Chambord. So... We might have to have a bit of a swig of this.
We're doing nothing but class either.
Yeah.
I think mine's in like a Coke bottle.
Mine's in one of his actual flavours. It's a Turkish Delight flavour liquid bottle. But
no, it's nothing but the best here.
So it's a black rice. So have a bit of a swig of it. Have a sniff of it first, actually. Oh, fucking hell. I could smell that all day. It smells amazing.
Can you smell that?
No, I can't smell that. Have a go at it. Right. So he has it, we're having it straight, but he has it with sparkling water.
Oh, I think sparkling water would be actually quite nice for that.
So it'll put that little bit of a fizz about it. So
it'd be a summery drink.
Oh, he had a good...
Oh, yeah, that's got good...
That's good, isn't it?
Doesn't taste homemade at all.
He's done a really good job. So anyway, we might have to get Dylan on one day because he's got a fair bit of action going on in his garage that we might have to have a chat. And actually, it's not his garage; it's his shed. We might have to have a bit of a shed review of his shed, you know, one day. So anyway, shout out to Dylan. You know who you are. That Chambord went down fucking wonderfully. So we're going to crack another tinny though.
Yeah, let's have another one of these. They were also very summery.
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying that crack. Even though... Oh, here we go. That's another wet crack. You've had two wet cracks.
Mate.
You know what they say about a wet crack?
I've got calluses on my fingers from open cans up from last week, so...
Well, up your bum. Fucking hell. Mate,
not with that wet crack, you wouldn't.
No, throw a fistful of sand at that wet crack just to dry it up a bit, will you? So, mate, and then, back to the air show. So, there was these parachuters that dropped in that did a fucking heap of stunts. So, they all locked together, of course, but they had the flares going on the back. And as they came down, they were doing a whirlpool effect. Trying to think of the word.
Spiral?
Like a spiral. And it was just amazing because the flare smoke made it look like actual, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but they did a fantastic job of it anyway. And they came hooking in and they landed right in front of us on the beach. And like, you're just like, fuck, I'm going to have to give that a go. Have you ever parachuted?
Yes.
Where?
Coralbin.
Oh, out at the Coralbin.
Yeah, so for my wife's 21st birthday, we actually weren't married back then, so... But, surprised her. And I said, all you do, doll, is wear jeans and covered shoes, probably riding boots. I'm like, she loves horses.
Yep.
She'd never had a horse back then, but yeah, loves horses. She thought she was going out trail riding.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
So, and her best friend Aileen was in on it as well. So we drive out to Craubin.
Yep.
And pulled into the airport, and she goes, oh, he must be lost or something like that. Yeah, he's probably just going to ask for directions or something.
Yep.
No.
Threw her on a plane.
Threw her out of a plane.
Threw her on a plane, then threw and her then out of a plane.
So, yeah. Speaking of the child bride, I'll just put her on hold there for a second. She's rang. That's very professional of me. Yeah, so I threw her out of a plane. I also jumped out there as well. And she had blonde hair back in that day, and they actually done the video. And when they done the video of it, it was suicide blonde.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Yep, so yeah, I've got to try to actually get that taped over onto a DVD or something like that. So
yeah, a digital file.
Because no one's got a fucking... This is... 20 years ago, not giving her age away at all, but...
Yeah. The old VHS.
So we done that. That was really good. I was, again, with my ADHD sort of fucking style, I was all about it.
Yep.
All I wanted to do was fucking, I'm getting my ticket, I'm fucking doing this.
Yep.
And then 2 weeks later, no, I'm not doing that.
I've never jumped out of a plane with or parachuted, and I think I want to. Like, of course I want to. Just never had the opportunity to do it.
For me, it was... Like, to jump off this roof, like, you'd struggle to do it. But because you're so high up, it sort of, it gives you, I don't know, a bit of a false sense of security or...
Yeah, yeah.
Or it doesn't feel real or something like that. But just, yeah, you just go, oh, here we go.
Here we go. Time to jump.
It was, though, because they gave the strict instructions. It was like, this hand, left hand on the right shoulder.
Yep.
The other one on the other one. And I've just sort of done this. And you can see the instructor sort of change and shit around. So I was obviously thinking about it. But and then just fucking
I'd love to... Do it as in a tandem first up. I think you have to do a tandem first up, but then fuck yeah, I'd love to do the ticketing or do the process of jumping out yourself and landing yourself. So shout out anyone that's got contacts on how to do that. Give us a yell.
Because I don't think they do it out of Craubin anymore.
No, I don't think they do. But
it's, mainly a lot of cars and that. OzTalk actually do a lot of bloody drag meets and shit out there. They're from Bay Desert as well. Shout out to them.
Definitely. So anyone that wants to get in contact with the big stiff and Barney, if we want to, you know, jump out of a plane, go parachuting one day, I'm all for it. Because after seeing him at the air show, jump out of a plane and parachute onto the beach. And
gets you excited.
I want to do it. Yeah. So give us an email. If anyone's got contacts about it, give us an email to theladspotty@gmail.com. And we'll hook something up. We'll do some socials. We'll jump out for sure.
Jump out.
Be good. So, mate, the air show was phenomenal. And also with the air show comes, like, especially the Gold Coast. Fuck, it turned it on again. Like, winter's gone. We said at the start of the show, you know, I got a bit of a tan. The kids got some tan, got some sun. You know, it was good. But people watching, oh, fuck, man. Oh,
mate, that's one of my favourites.
The people watching down there, especially anywhere on Gold Coast or wherever, but when you're in Cavill Ave there and you're going back for either an ice cream, oh, fuck, we got some ice creams from the yogurt place there.
Yep.
Oh, where you just load it up, you know, you start with a soft serve and then you just fucking throw all your lollies and shit. Oh, fuck, it was good.
Oh, the Cold Rock?
No, not that style. It's Cold Rock, they make it for you. This one is you make it yourself. So you get a tub and you go to the soft serve and you put your there's like six different flavors you can choose from.
Yep.
And then you go up to like the old Sizzler bar style where you've got all the little bowls of M&Ms and fucking chocolate drops and fucking hundreds and thousands and all this lolly stuff that you can just throw on.
You would have been frothing
at. So you can throw whatever you fucking want on it. And there's chocolate sauces and then there's wafers and there's all these candy options and whatnot, and then at the end you just simply weigh it. It's just by weight.
Oh, by kilo.
So you put
six
it on there.
6 kilos of gummy bears.
And there was five of us there, and by the time we put five fucking pots of ice cream full of shit on it, it was fucking $80. $80. I'm thinking, imagine the amount of fucking ice cream we could have got for $80 at Woolworths.
Holy fuck, and lollies too.
It's a fucking highway robbery, mate.
Yeah, that's it. As soon as it's starting to weigh by kilos, I'm sitting there fucking dollar signs are going ka-ching, 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 ka-ching.
And the thing about it is these are just little cups that you'd... Like, I'm like, fuck, that's probably only like half a kilo. Not even, like 300, 400 grams.
You had half a kilo
it was not
ice
heavy.
Cream and lollies.
It wasn't heavy at
you
all.
You would have been fucking buzzing.
Fucking, anyway,
and
I love it.
Does sugar crash low or not?
No. I just stay on the sugar. Yeah, I love it.
Just keep it going.
Fucking love sugar.
Love it.
I can't take sugar out of my diet.
I'll tell you what, this, that drink there. It's got a little bit of sugar in it.
A bit of sweet. Well, it's got some. It'd have to have some sweetener in the flavor.
It tastes like it's sugary.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, there would be. But anyway,
I can actually see the sugar ants marching in here now, ready to get me.
So yeah, there was plenty to see down the Gold Coast. Absolutely love it. So anyone that missed out on the air show, 100%. Actually, when we got back on the, was that the door?
Just the door, mate. Yeah.
When we got
Casper's
back,
Casper's coming in.
The what?
Casper.
Oh, Casper. Yeah. We're in the new studio and we've just opened it up to get a bit of airflow today. Anyway, so we got back on the light rail train to go back to the car. Oh, that's the door.
That's the door again.
Fucking me.
Why not?
So yeah, we might have to deal. Is that going right open?
That's right open now. Just okay. Leave it there.
I'll just leave it. It looks good. So we got back on the light train. Oh, we're going
there actually.
Going back. I don't know if they can hear the lawnmower. Can you hear the lawnmower?
I can hear a lawnmower. But yeah. It's Sunday.
I know.
It's the day of fucking lawn mowing.
I don't know if our listeners can hear it.
Oh, they probably could.
Let's be quiet for a sec. Nah, it's not coming up on the thing, so they can't hear it. Nah, that's cool.
It's all good. Anyway, we've got lawnmowers
so,
going.
We've got fucking doors, fucking, you know. Anyway, welcome to the studio. Got back on the light train, and I was talking to this guy in, like, official gear, like, for the air show official gear. And he's like, oh, out of the three kids that were there, they're like, oh, who enjoyed the show the most? And I said, oh, the two boys enjoyed it because Ellie was just pretty much like...
There's no horses here. Where are the horses?
She enjoyed it. But, yeah, she wasn't like, fuck, check this out. Yeah. You know, this is sick. So I think she enjoyed the parachuters and a couple of the Oh, there was a twin yak. So an old yak plane, they bolted two of the fuckers together. So it was two planes joined together with one wing, like as in the wingspan. So you imagine cutting half a wing off the left-hand side of one plane and half the wing off the right-hand side of one plane and welding the fuckers together. So you've got two planes joined together. It was flying around. And then on the and it came in. It was only there for about – it did a show for about 10 minutes in the air.
So who's operating, the left or the right?
Well, I think there's only one –
Obviously, they don't have both controls. No. Like there must be
– So it's all joined together.
Right, now we're going left now, so the bike and the
– No, there's just one pilot.
Oh, there's only one pilot. Oh, that's good. Because that would all, be like a confused fucking Siamese twin, wouldn't it?
But the announcer said this thing's got three engines. And I could only see two props, you know, like it's two planes, two props. And I'm like, where the fuck's the third one? And what is the third one? I'm thinking, fucking... Anyway, so he's buzzing around like a normal plane. And then next minute, a fucking jet engine fires up. And the whistling of his jet. And when you think jet engine, why couldn't you see it? Because, you know, a jet engine's pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
This thing was underneath the... attached to underneath the plane... And it was kind of like a fucking spud gun looking jet engine. Like it was tiny, it was small, but fuck, it was loud. So he actually would fly around with the three engines on and you could hear when the jet engine like took over.
Just to give it a little bit more
boost. Thrust and whatnot. And I'm like, fuck. And then it'd come right into the beach and the jet engine would just like, oh fuck, that is there. Then you could see it. I'm like, oh, there it is. Then the tricky fucker turned the engines off, didn't he, and just had the jet running. So the actual props, the propellers, were stopped.
And that was enough to propel it.
And then, of course, he's flying around, so the jet would just fucking push him around and screw the sound of this thing. Even though it was a small jet, it wasn't your big jet that you're thinking of, it still fucking pushed him around, and the sound of it was fucking phenomenal.
I've only got one question.
Mm.
Why? Because you can?
I got one answer. Why not?
Why not?
Why the fuck? Why not?
Let's strap it.
Why not?
To this thing.
You know, it's obviously for a display purpose only. Yep. It's a
yeah. That's
novelty.
What I was sort of saying. Like, was it actually purpose built for anything?
Or it's purpose built for an air show. So, correct. Yeah. There's no other reason for
and
it.
And you remember it, so
it was definitely one of those things. I'm thinking because first he said, you know, it's got three engines. I'm like, there's two planes drawn together. There's only two engines. And I'm looking at it going, and you know, it's in the air. So you sort of, and I haven't got the best air sight, fucking eyesight. But then, yeah, you heard the jet fire up. You're like, fuck, where is the jet? Oh, there it is. It's this tiny little, and when I say tiny, from my view it was tiny, but probably up close, it's probably like, I would say it's probably like a wheelie bin sized jet because, you know, it was still big, but not huge. Like a, Boeing 747 jet, you know what I mean? Like, so a wheelie bin jet, but then it had this long tube at the back of it. Anyway, so it turned the fucking engines off and it's flying around with the actual propellers not even moving. And that just looked really weird because visually those fuckings should be
going. Yeah, it should be going. Do not turn the fan off in a helicopter. Yeah, correct. If
so,
it's hot.
Anyway, and then he'd fire it back up and fly around. So
what was the choppers like? The many choppers there or?
Yeah, definitely. So Westpac chopper came in. The Surf Life Saving did a display of, you know, saving. So, and actually, that morning, if you've heard it, you might have already heard this, but there was an upside down tinny on the Gold Coast somewhere that actually had to do a real save in that same morning to pluck two guys out of the ocean because they fucking flipped the tinny or something, or sunk a tinny. I've got a good yarn about a tinny too. Thinking I've sunk
fucking
a boat.
Tell us. I want to hear now.
We're
going to go for a piss or what?
Yeah, and then I think we probably should bring down the cone of silence for this one.
Oh, yeah. So it's all...
So that no one hears about it. All right, hang on a sec. Yep, fucking needed that, mate.
Oh, fuck, my eyeballs were floating.
Yeah, you're still right for a drink, eh?
Actually, you know what you do when you have a piss? You get another piss. Let's get another one.
Oh, dude, are you getting another one? Yeah. Fuck, you're a machine today, aren't you? Look at you go. Absolutely. Are you drinking the same? Just a single fin? Yep. All right. That's the goods. Oh, are you giving me one as well? How come I haven't drank all this one yet? All right.
Don't give me problems, Steve. Give me solutions.
Well, here's my solution.
Solution.
There you go. There's my crack. And it was a bit of a wet one too. Now, okay, 3 out of 3. If you get another wet crack, we're calling Finny wet as.
Wet as.
Yep. See how we go. Get prepped for it. Right, here we go. Oh. Dry. It's dry. It's long. That's a dry crack. Righto.
That was dry. So yeah. We're not calling it a wet.
No, it's not a wet finny.
There's only one wet pussy.
And this would have been called wet
finny. Actually, we need to get some more wet pussy because I've got a heap of it in the fridge at home. So
I've still got a half a bottle as well, I think.
Do you reckon we could do it on the, we're up to like 23 now, is it?
This is episode 24, actually.
24. I reckon on the 30th, let's get fucking licked.
But I mean, this actually could be 23 because we've had a guest episode that
fuck
we
haven't. Mate, was that guest episode?
I know we're getting a bit off topic, but we do need to tell our listeners we've had a fully sick guy come on.
Right, let's not talk about that anymore. Stop that. Yeah. So where are we actually going to put the cone of silence down?
Oh yeah,
and you're going to tell me a fucking story.
What was the story?
You should have done it in the piss break, wouldn't it? Put the cone of silence down. But anyway, let's find out.
What
if this
was the
thing
subject
again?
I got
the upside down tinny.
Oh, yes. Okay. Cone of silence. Here we go. Bring it down. Oh, fuck. You know when it's home,
yeah,
eh?
Fuck yeah. I'm lucky that fucking seat moved.
Have you seen the improvement I've done? Look at that vent behind you. You got air conditioning.
Ooh, I can actually feel it on the back of my neck.
Yep. I put some AC in it for you. We can be in the cone of silence for a longer duration, not get claustrophobic.
Yep.
Because no one knows what we're talking about now.
Nothing.
No one is. Okay. So,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Cone of silence is down really just as a testing because
testing
I don't care.
You've got some other good stories that we actually want to tell. So
this yeah, but this one here test. Is a bit of a test. So anyway, I have sunk a tinny.
Can you hear us?
Hello. I've sunk a tinny. So, back in around 2000 and I'm going to call it 2006, I reckon. So nearly 20 years ago, me and my brother Jeff went to Moreton Island, and my dad and his mate Marty. So Uncle Arthur is my dad, is his nickname, and Marty is Marty. I don't know what his nickname is, but Marty. Anyway, so it was two vehicles, four of us. The first day we got there, we were driving down the western beach and it was dead low tide. And in the distance, we could see this fucking inflatable boat. Now, we took, to backtrack a bit, me and Jeff, we took a tinny on the roof of his Bravo with a little motor on it. And it's just an old school tinny. But anyway, that's on the roof. So first day, we're driving down the beach and we come across this real tiny little inflatable boat that I think, and with like a fucking 2.5 horsepower motor on the back, like tiny ass. And I'm thinking that was a tender boat on the back of a yacht or back of a bigger boat, right?
And she's broken free.
And it's broken free because this thing's washed up on the beach, but there's no footprints around it. So it's not like anyone got out and walked up the beach. No footprints. So we were like first on the beach in the morning. No car had been past it yet. So we're just like, fuck, there's a free boat. There's no one around. It had fuel in it.
Oh, salvage rights.
Like, well, what do? You're not just going to leave it there.
Well, no, because it'd be environmentally unfriendly
correct
to do that.
And yeah, the next car that came along would have just taken it anyway.
100%.
So we've just gone, fuck, no one's, this is no one's boat. This is someone's boat. But where did it come from? Where did it go from? Who knows? So anyway, we've just gone, fuck, free boat. So we threw it in the back of one of the cruisers. Fast forward 24 hours later, the next day, we're off the top of Cape Morton, where the trawlers sit out, and me and Jeff, we jumped in this tinny that we took, and in the tinny, we took basic stuff, right? So, and with a tinny, the seats in a tinny are actually the buoyancy of a tinny.
Full of foam.
Full of foam. Rookie error. Two of those, they had three seats. Like three long, there was two and then a small one at the front.
Did you turn them into Eskies?
We took two of them out and left the rear one in there so that Jeff could sit and steer the tiller, you know, the outboard. So
why did you take them out?
I don't know. This is Jeff's boat. Maybe we need to get Jeff to explain that. But anyway, so up the front, I'm sitting on a deck chair, just a standard old fucking deck chair. He's sitting on the normal fucking thing. And about half hour of fishing, we're out there, fucking, I don't know, probably, I'm going to say a good 800 metres off the beach. And it was pretty flat, pretty calm, and we were getting on some fish and whatnot, we're fucking around. We were drinking Gatorade, of course, we weren't drinking anything else other than Gatorade.
Yep.
And fishing away, and I'm sitting on this deck chair, and imagine, sorry, not a deck chair, a camping chair. So the camping chair has the rounded...
Hang on. We're in the cone of silence, so yeah, you could actually say you were as pissed as 10 men.
Yeah, correct.
No one else can hear it.
I forgot I was in the cone of silence. So anyway,
let's not say it anyway because this is just a test. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I was on one of those chairs where the feet, you don't have four legs. You've got four legs, but they're joined at the bottom with the rails. So I'm sitting in this tinny on a fucking weird camping chair. Jeff's sitting on the back fishing, and then I've done the whole fuck, I've got a fish. So I've done the whole Rex Hunt fucking, oh, fucking check this one out, fucking Stevie's onto a big one, and I'm pulling back on, you know, I'm just overreacting, you know, like I've probably got this fucking 30 centimeter guppy on there, 30 centimeter, fucking 3 centimeter guppy, and I'm just doing the whole big fucking, ah, fucking look at me. Anyway, the chair slipped, and so I've then gone backwards off the chair, which is then... I'm feeling myself going backwards. I'm like, fuck, I'm about to go on the drink here. So I actually jumped and I pushed myself out of the boat. And as I've pushed myself, then I'm like backflipping. So then I'm like, fuck, I'm in the water. So then, all right, I'm in the water. I've come back up to try and expect to see the boat.
Close by.
Up, and I could reach up to get to the boat. I've come up out of the water and the boat is already half under. And I look back at Jeff, and he's still fishing, like sitting on his chair fishing, as in the boat. But the boat is sinking at a great rate of knots, as in, like this happened within.
He's just fucking happy.
This happened within 5 seconds, as in I'm out of the boat trying to get in the boat, but the boat's already half sunk, filling up rather quickly. Because realistically, now it's just a tin can, all the buoyancy's out of it. The seat that he was sitting on is now floating because it wasn't actually bolted in. But I remember looking back at his face. He's got one hand on the fishing rod. He's then looked at me with a big open mouth going, what have you done? The boat sunk within 2 seconds. As in, It was gone. Everything started floating. His seat floated. The fuel tank floated. And then we were treading water.
And then we got 800 metres.
We got 800 metres. And I could look back at the beach. And I'm like, fucking swim, Jeff.
What part of the island was this?
Cape Morton. So right off the top.
It's like a
horseshoe bay style. And it was 800 metres out.
There's no sharks there anyway.
Oh, no. We're all protected. No,
zero.
Anyway, so we started swimming. And Dad and Marty were on the beach, right? They were fishing off the beach. And they were watching us. And their response, and we found this out later, their response was, oh, yeah, we could see him. We could see Steve and Jeff out fishing. Next minute, they couldn't. They were just like, they disappeared.
Gone.
Where the fuck are they? Where'd they go? And then they could just see these arms fucking trying to swim back in. They're like, oh, fuck. Something's going on. So anyway, they've tried now. The boat that they saved yesterday, they've digging out of the back and trying to get it going and into the water. By the time Dad got that in the water and motor out, we were about 200 metres off the beach then. And it was one of those moments where it didn't really, at the time, it was just like, right, let's just swim. But fucking, when you look back on it, it's like, that's pretty sketchy. Anyway, so we used this other boat, this inflatable, to go back out to the crime scene to see if we could get the motor off it, to see if we could get our fishing rods back.
Oh, the motor would have fucking green death in it.
So we went back out in this little inflatable just to have a look at what happened, and we could see in the distance the fuel tank was already out to sea. It was gone.
Yep.
It was like, well, that's gone. And then there was an esky floating somewhere as well, so we went and got it. And then we came back to, and like we had no anchor on this little thing, so we couldn't anchor it. We had to sort of just like drive around. And Jeff's like, I'm going to go down and try and get this motor off. Because you could see it. It was crystal clear water. But we didn't realize how deep it was. So by the time Jeff got down, it was probably about 5 meters of water. By the time he got down, he had to pretty much come back up out of air.
Yeah.
So he went down. First time he went down, he's swimming down. And then he's come back up and he's freaking the fuck out. He's like, oh, fucking hell, you fucking cunt. And I'm like, what? He's like, Jesus, you scared the shit out of me. Your jumper's in the boat, but it looked like a big stingray. And he's, oh, fuck. So anyway, long story short, we actually got the motor off. We saved the motor.
Did it work again?
Yeah, we bought it back. We deflooded. We got all the water out. And
sold it to the marketplace.
Yeah, yep, yep. So, but the tinny, forever gone, yep. And is now an artificial reef. Yeah, we made.
Did you ever put a waypoint on it?
No, but I know where it is, approximately.
I think we should go over next time, actually, and we'll go and have a look, see if we can't find it.
So I'm claiming on Moreton Island, of course you've got the shipwrecks down at Tangalooma.
Yep.
But I'm staying it right now. I have made my own fucking shipwreck, artificial reef, on Moreton Island.
Those shipwrecks on Moreton Island, I've actually dived those with like just snorkeling shit. So,
yep.
Mate Wayno, who I'm actually going over to Doomben Racing's with him for the racetrack for his 50th birthday next week. We went over there, stayed there for 3 nights, and I dived those. Like, I don't really do fucking that shit. Like, that's fuck. That was hard swimming
down in there.
In there,
yeah.
Like fucking to get down in there and then fucking back up. Next minute you're at the next fucking yacht, next boat that's fucking sunk. Like fuck, mate, that current that rips through.
I was gonna say,
fuck.
It's probably best to do it at top of a tide or at the low of a tide, like as in like when there's hardly any movement, and you'd only have half hour sort of either side to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there would be a fuck ton of water going through there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, mate, that's claim to shame, as in, yeah, Jeff and I have made an artificial fucking reef. Now, I reckon the tinny would have probably moved with the currents and it's probably gone and who knows where it is these days. It's probably washed up somewhere, who knows. But doesn't change the fact that I've made an artificial reef somewhere.
Fuck, you've contributed.
I know. Organic life.
Yep.
That's saving what saving the reef.
Actually, mate, that aircon's gone off. Can you put this thing back up?
Yeah, kind of silence has got to go up now so because no one heard that.
Can you get someone to have a quick look at that aircon in there?
Welcome back. Righto.
I still reckon it sounds like the Jetsons.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
So, mate, yeah, that was... I mean, I've got a couple of fucking other yarns that we could talk about.
Mate, I reckon we do a Kona Solent yarn just for you and I because there's a couple of stories that I've been told from third parties.
Yeah. And
I need to get out of you, so...
Yeah, and I probably need to get some of the... other people that were involved with these stories that you are...
Let's get them on.
We'll have to get him on.
Get him on.
Because it's probably best not... You know, when I tell a story about what happened, I probably don't give it enough justice.
Yep.
As in, I'll probably skip over some of the funny parts or some of the better parts.
Yeah. Let's anyway, leave that yeah. for the next one.
I think
one.
When we get these certain people on and you yep. know who you are, won't name any names, but you've got the biggest snout in the world. one of them has anyway.
Yeah.
You fit your whole fist up that snout. How big it is.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's next week bring for you, Stiffy? I know you're obviously going to the Don River Bash in a week and a half.
Yes, yeah? that's
Wednesday
not,
week.
Yep. So this next week coming up is kind of just a standard stocko week for me. As in work. And then the following week is when I am out of here on the Wednesday to head
yep.
big bad blown Bowen. So yeah. Looking forward to that. Kai's bike is prepped and ready to race. It's looking fucking schmick. And we've got a new sticker kit on. Oh, it's looking good. He's stoked. He's happy with that. I've still yet to do anything with my machine, my
bike.
What
have you got left to do to it? What
have you got my bike, to do it? Two tyres, front fork seals need doing again, service, yeah, air filter, spark plug valves, all that sort of shit. So, but yeah, prep it for another race. So probably about 5 or 6 hours worth of work to do on it to get it ready to rock and roll.
Yep.
Because the last time I actually really raced it, this is how fucking crazy this is. The last time I raced it was in Bowen 2 years ago, because all of my racing lately has been
with Justin.
The buggy.
Yep.
You know, so yes, I've ridden it a couple of times, but realistically, I'm going. Oh, and I'm in the Alpha. Did I tell you? I'm in the Alpha Arts class.
Oh, you've moved up.
I've gone up. So not only in the veterans 40 to 45s, I'm actually in the next category. I haven't turned 46 yet, but I'm in the over 45 vets. Yeah, that's me now. Anyway.
Fucking welcome to adult nappies, mate.
So actually, I'm racing.
I'm going to give a couple to Justin. Fucking make sure you get one on before you go out, just in case you shit yourself.
No, I won't shit myself. You know what the plan is? Actually, so we have this internal trophy between us lads.
Yep.
Now there's a group of us now on this year. I've just been, I thought everyone was racing, but I was looking at last year's entry list, not this year's entry list. So there's a few that aren't racing out of our little club, our little, group. So there's only actually, Toto, myself, Zeppi and Kai, the four of us out of normally 10 of us that are actually racing. So the internal trophy now becomes in reach for me.
So you've never won it?
Never won it.
Never won it.
No, because this young fella called Jack, and if you're listening, Jack, he's not racing this year, and he's only young. So with youth comes speed.
So he's been winning that?
Yeah. Between Todd and Jack, yeah, they've both won it.
Fuck, I'd love Kai to win it.
Well, that's not going to happen. I'm going to beat him. So my main purpose of this year isn't to win the trophy, because just I've still got to beat
yourself.
I've still got to beat Todd.
Your 16-year-old son.
And well. Toto's quick. So, and he's younger than me. He's 3 years younger than me.
Three. That's not much. He's not wearing diapers like you.
So I've got the two young whippersnappers. We've got Zeppi, who is 17, I think now. I think he's 17. If he's not, he's pretty close to 17. And Kai's, you know, he's 16 and a half now. So we've got those two young whippersnappers, and then just me and Todd. So the reach for the internal trophy is really close. I'm like, fuck.
I don't want it, though.
If there's any year I'm going to get my name on that trophy, I feel it's this year.
This one.
It has to be.
Have you been going to the gym?
Yes.
Every day?
No. Over the last 3 weeks, guess how many times I've gone?
Two.
Nope.
Three.
Nope.
Four.
Yep. Four times over the last 3 weeks. And there was a fifth time. But I didn't get to walk in because I turned up.
Oh, some fucker forgot his shoes.
I fucking went to gym and I forgot my shoes.
That was the day that I rocked into your shop and gave you the fucking shirts the night before.
Was that the night before?
The lad shirts.
The lad shirts. Yeah. So, well, you know, so, but this
he
week
said,
coming.
I'm going to wear it to fucking gym tomorrow.
Yeah.
He said, I forgot my shoes.
Yeah. So this week, I've got to go all five mornings because now the trophy's in reach. And like, fucking hell, if I'm going to win this trophy. The only reason I'm going to win this trophy is if Todd has, I don't know, a mechanical. Maybe I need to, hey. Ooh.
Tone of silence for that chip, mate, because Todd could be listening.
He could be listening.
Yeah.
I might need to put some slow gas. And I use the race gas.
Yep. Oh, so you put an E85 in it? Or?
No, just stock A fuel.
Just stock A fuel.
But I'm going to put some Red Bull in my fuel tank.
Yeah.
And gives me wings.
Just give the little bike a little sniff.
And then I might put what's the opposite to nose? No-dose? Like, makes you sleepy. What makes you sleepy?
Valium.
Sleepy tablets.
Yeah. I mean, I'll chuck a couple of Valium in his fucking
tank. Fuel tank.
Yeah.
Make his bike go to sleep. It's like, fuck, where's the power in this thing? It's now not a 450, it's now a fucking 50.
Yeah.
So
just
I need to
just remove one spark plug.
Oh,
that'll slow the gun down.
It's only got one, dude.
Oh, no.
So anyway, no, me and Toto, best of luck to you, Toto. I'm coming for you.
Fuck yeah.
Hot
he is,
and
mate.
Ready.
He is. So what's Saturday, Sunday next week? So this is obviously Sunday now.
Yeah.
So obviously big week at work.
Next weekend
is just fucking working.
Packing to go to Bowen.
Yep.
And so I'll work Monday, Tuesday, and then
Wednesday. Out. Fucking gone.
Done.
I'm
so
fucking disappointed I can't be there, but I've already taken enough time off work.
You have. You need to start working.
Yeah, the company's starting to go downhill.
It's good.
Missing me.
For me, mate, I can't wait to go racing in big bad blowing Bowen. And I can't wait just to get around the boys again, around the lads. And
you know what I can't wait for?
Tell me.
Thursday.
What is Thursday?
Thursday is we're dropping an episode with a special guest.
Yeah, Thursday. So our special guest came on yesterday.
Yesterday, mate. We filmed this yesterday afternoon.
Which is Saturday, because obviously Saturday. When you hear this one, you're thinking yesterday was Sunday. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
So anyway, so next week, next Thursday, you'll hear our special guest. And we're not giving any fucking... We're not
no,
giving away.
But tune in, guys.
But it's, mate, was fucking good. And like the after talk, the before talk, the after talk...
Yeah.
Mate, we could actually make 70,000 fucking episodes with this bike.
Yeah.
He's
legend of a guy.
Got a yarn.
Absolute legend of a guy.
Got a yarn. Aren't he a young fucking whippersnapper too?
Yeah, definitely. And handsome.
Fucking good.
Good looking rooster.
Especially with that Gucci hat.
Yeah, no, good. So we won't won't spoil
the
surprise.
That's our teaser, sir.
Yeah, definitely.
That's our teaser, sir.
Looking forward to that. Righto, Barney. Well, mate. Oh, I reckon it's been a good episode because it's getting to that point where probably
has mate, we've got to go see the door to ride at Greenbank Pony Club. So,
you better get out of here. So, I'm the stiff man. Forget the date and call a mate. Get out of your head and get into the shed.
And no one's coming to save you. You're gonna have to fucking do this yourself.
Yep.
See yous. Bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.